Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Animal manure regulations in Nebraska can be overwhelming and confusing. UNL Animal Manure Management Project Coordinator Leslie Johnson talks about what producers should be aware of and practicing on a regular basis on their operations.
So the ultimate purpose of manure regulations and all manure management that we as the manure team teach is to keep water free from contamination, be it nutrients, be it other kinds of pollutants like antibiotics, what have you. The manure rules, as a general rule, are more focused on nutrients than anything else, but there is some more research coming out over the years that shows that those regulations actually are helping a lot with other things as well as the nutrient content. So manure regulations actually stem from way back to the Clean Water Act, which is enforced by the US EPA. In the state of Nebraska, the regulatory authority is actually the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy. They used to be Nebraska Department of Environmental Quality. So if you hear them called NDEQ, that's what they used to be. They are now the NDEE. And so they're the ones that would come out to your operation, be able to give you some tips and tricks on what you can do to improve your operation so that the EPA wouldn't have problems if they decided to come and inspect your operation. The EPA does have authority to look at absolutely anything that they think might be contaminating the water. So it's not just the large guys that are potentially in trouble with EPA. So we want everybody to do good manure management practices and really keep that manure out of the water. So I tried to do kind of a high-level overview in this article so that people that don't currently have a permit understand a little bit more about what they're required to do. But they can always contact DEQ or NDEE now. They are not as scary as some people think that they are. They are there to teach and to be kind of your liaison between you and the EPA. And so they're glad to come out and check out your operation if you got a question, and they will look it over and tell you what can be done, what should be done, and they're not there just to fine you or do anything like that. So DEQ is a great recommendation. The other thing you can do is talk to pretty much anybody on the manure team, and you can find us at our manure.unl.edu website. We have a contact us page, and you can find the person that's closest to you or that is got the expertise that you're most looking for. We are listed that way. So we have a lot of resources here in Nebraska for folks if they have questions about their manure regulations or how they should be doing something. So nutrient management plan, their sole purpose is to balance nutrient inputs with what the crop actually needs. And so it's really important when you're applying manure to know what you're applying. We like to talk about calibration of your manure spreader so you know exactly how much manure you're putting out there, and then take a sample of that manure also and find out what the nutrient content is in there.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.